Next patient is Shane Irwin. This is a consultation request by Dr. Locke Reddy. Reason for consultation. Atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is 67-year-old male with a history of cardiomyopathy, status first defibrillator implantation period. Patient also has persistent atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patients have atrial fibrillation making cardiomyopathy getting worse period. Patient's left ventricular ejection fraction is 30% period. Past medical history, hypertension, cardiomyopathy, coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus period. Current medication, Coric 25 mg, 2 times daily, Entresto 24-26, 2 times daily, Digoxin 0.25 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg, 2 times daily, Atorvastatin 40 mg daily, Finasteride 5 mg, once daily. AZT maybe. Furosemide 40 mg daily, Diltiazem 30 mg, Q6 over Amlodipine 10 mg daily, Losartan 100 mg daily. Metformin period. Allergies known on Dr. Lovey, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denied reason weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal, no history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated, no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 138 over 89, pulse is 80 to 90, and irregular respiration 16, weight is 235 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1 over 6. Systole murmur, head of the left sternum border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Click hemorrhage number 1, cardiomyopathy, number 2, congestive heart failure, number 3, atrial fibrillation, number 4, diabetes mellitus. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation, which is persistent and making symptoms of congestive heart failure, getting worse, period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is going to benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein, stenosis, and even death, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70-80% and sometime need more than one procedure, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Locke Reddy.